CNN News Selection Number 4, Disagreement with an Agreement.
Now, in his words, the US president is pulling the country out of the landmark climate deal to do what is best for the US. Cyril Vanier tells us what this will mean for generations to come and whether Mr. Trump's job creation argument is a valid one.
As the United States pulls out of the Paris Accord, scientists and forecasters will be reaching for their thermometers. The goal of the climate agreement was to limit global warming and avoid its most catastrophic consequences: tornadoes, droughts, rising sea levels. It's estimated that the global climate deal could limit the rise in temperatures to 3.3 degrees Celsius by the end of this century if all countries meet their goals. Without U.S. involvement, however, temperatures could rise 3.6 degrees. A significant difference. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration warns that seawater will expand and ultimately encroach on land. So how does this affect the average American? Well, the majority of Americans live in coastal states, so rising water levels can have potentially large impacts. The president turned his back on climate commitments in the name of jobs and economic growth. But leading U.S. companies like Apple, Facebook, and others say that leaving the Paris Accord will be counterproductive. While the global transition to green technologies could be a moneymaker for decades, they fear being edged out of those markets and losing their competitive edge. And the jobs argument isn't exactly compelling either. Pulling out of the Paris Accord may help the 160,000 American jobs in the coal sector, but it could hurt the 470,000 in the wind and solar industries. Ultimately, though, the president does not control all the levers of climate change. Large companies, including energy giants, have already begun investing in renewable energies and are unlikely to reverse course. And some U.S. states, like California, say they are willing to pick up some of the climate slack and accelerate their transition to green energy. Cyril Vanier, CNN.